This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the final days of the presidential campaign, President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden are both appealing for voters to turn out in person on Election Day next Tuesday. In Tampa, Trump touted the country's economic recovery and called on voters to turn out in force next week.
This election is a choice between my plan to deliver historic prosperity, another major tax cut to go along with the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, and record job growth.
Across the state at a drive-in rally, Biden blasted Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, saying the president has given up on fighting the virus.
Millions of people out there are out of work, on the edge, can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and Donald Trump has given up. Over the weekend, his White House chief of staff said, and I quote, "We're not going to control this pandemic."
Nationwide, estimates of nearly 79 million Americans have already voted either by absentee or by mail. The Wisconsin Republican Party says hackers stole millions of dollars from a campaign account. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The head of Wisconsin's Republican Party, Andrew Hitt, says that after noticing suspicious activity, they contacted the FBI and that hackers stole $2.3 million from an account being used to help reelect President Trump. Hitt says hackers manipulated invoices from vendors who were being paid for direct mail and pro-Trump campaign materials such as hats to be handed out to supporters. Documents were altered so that when the party paid for the services, the money went to the hackers instead of the vendors. Hitt says he wasn't aware of any other state GOP being targeted, but they've been warned since this summer to be on the lookout for cyber attacks. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News.